Now we'll move on to our second feature. An exhibition labelled Textile Treasures has opened at the Norwich Museum. And so it's all about quilted bed covers which tell different stories. Rowan Mantell's article is read by Sam Elmhurst.
Love, sex and grief in quilt form star in the Textile Treasures exhibition at Norwich Castle. Quilts created in Norfolk to celebrate a marriage, mourn a child and mark the pandemic are on show at Norwich Castle until February the 20th. There is the Corona quilt, made up of individual squares embroidered in isolation by members of the Norfolk's Costume and Textile Association to form a unique record of life during the pandemic. Or there is the exuberant Bellamy quilt, made by a great Yarmouth couple during their engagement back in 1890-91. Textile Treasures is a chance to see why Norwich Castle's textile collection is nationally renowned. Several of the quilts are not only exquisite examples of patchwork, applique and embroidery, but they also hold fascinating stories. The Brereton Tester panel was made for the ceiling of a four-poster bed between 1801 and 1805 by Margaretta Brereton as she mourned the death of her son John, and includes a picture of four children playing, which would only have been visible to someone lying in the bed. The Marsham quilt, on display for the first time since being donated to Norwich Castle Museum in 2019, was made a century ago by Norfolk sisters Sarah and Ethel Marsham from the scraps of material and thread that they gathered while working as housemaids in London in 1910. It features fabrics including tweed, silk, crepe and velvet, and was made for six nephews and nieces back in Norfolk. The Bellamy quilt is also a collaboration between newly engaged couple Charlotte Springall and Herbert Bellamy. It is a fine example of the scrapbook quilt, a patchwork of contemporary culture, local sites, everyday items and their personal histories. Textile Treasures also includes the work of contemporary artists. David Shenton's Duvet of Love is a colourful image of two men embracing, created from a mosaic of badges pinned to a double duvet cover. And the Corona quilt was created by members of the Costume and Textile Association, sponsors of the exhibition in response to coronavirus. They embroidered individual squares in isolation, which have been stitched together into a unique record of the pandemic. Exhibition curator Ruth Battersby Took has arranged the quilts on open display rather than behind glass, giving visitors an unusually intimate view of the beautiful bed covers.
Thank you again, Sam.